Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and service are from the 8 a.m. service on Sunday, July 30th, 2017.
Our first reading this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 7. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all of the peoples who were on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading comes from Romans 8, 28-39. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is condemned? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is the right hand of God, who is indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So will it be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the gospel of our Lord."
Praise.
Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul writes, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." What can ever keep God from loving you? Nothing. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that's a strong statement. Do you really believe it? Come on, my friends, do we have any skeptics here? Has there been something in your life that has caused you to doubt God's love for you? Perhaps when you got the bad news from your employer, when your services were no longer required, in spite of your education and experience and expertise and your many years of dedicated service, did that leave you feeling worthless and unloved? Or could it be the time when you received that dreaded diagnosis, when you hoped for the best but received the worst news you could possibly get, and you were just getting ready to really enjoy life, to go places you've never been and see things you've never seen? But that's all over now. You're going to need medical care, and you're not going anywhere. Or could it be that a husband and wife unexpectedly left you without as much as a word of warning? Or, my friends, have you ever wished that your spouse would just get up and go? Have you ever felt taken for granted? Have you ever felt unloved? Did your child meet your high expectations? Perhaps your daughter doesn't want to go to that university where you've told everyone she'd be attending. Or perhaps your son is quite content to work in that retail store. You know the one where all your friends and neighbors shop. Does that embarrass you? What else? Perhaps your home was among those damaged by the recent floodwaters. Were some of your belongings ruined? And are you wondering, why God? Why me? Well, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, why not? No one here is exempt from human tragedy. We have all faced tough times in our lives, and sometimes one right after another. And it often forces us to ask why. Why would God permit this hardship to come into our lives? After all, you love God, right? I mean, you must. Why would you be here on a Sunday morning listening to this sermon? Why would you make being here in worship a priority while most of the world sleeps in or enjoys breakfast? We're here, God, but things have been rough lately. God, where is the love? Well, wait a minute, my friends, before we go any further, don't you know that all things work together for good for those who love God? That's what Paul wrote to the congregation in Rome. And that's what he writes to the community of faith right here at St. Peter. But you probably don't want to hear it, do you? I mean, what does Paul know about you? And what does Paul know of your sufferings? Not a thing. But the apostle knew plenty about suffering. In his letter to the congregation in Corinth, the second letter, the apostle Paul writes, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes, minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys. In danger from rivers. Danger from robbers. Danger from my own people. Danger from Gentiles. Danger in the city. Danger in the wilderness. In toil and hardship. Through many a sleepless night. In hunger and thirst. Often without food. In cold and exposure. Those were just some of Paul's troubles. And Paul's troubles didn't end there. Paul would be unjustly imprisoned, and not long after losing his freedom, he would lose his head to the executioner's axe. And did you know that before all of Paul's troubles began, he was one of the top dogs in his community? Paul was an esteemed Pharisee. He was honored by the people of his community. He was respected by his peers. He was a zealous Jew and a Roman citizen. Paul was well educated. He enjoyed a privileged lifestyle. Many people would say that Paul had it all. And then Paul gave it all up. For what? To travel thousands of miles by foot, wearing sandals, walking through mountain passes and along unpaved paths. That's what Paul did. To meet with anger and hostility and violence almost everywhere he went. That's what Paul endured. And why? Why would Paul deny himself of all the power and privilege for which he had worked so hard? Why would Paul leave all the comforts of home behind to basically pick up a cross and drag it with him all over the Mediterranean world? You might ask, for Christ's sake, why? And there's your answer. For Christ's sake and for yours. To the congregation in Philippi, Paul would explain, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count those things as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. For the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as Lord, Paul would serve as the Lord's chosen instrument to carry the name of Jesus to the Gentiles and to kings and to the children of Israel. And in doing that, Paul learned of what it would mean to suffer for the sake of Jesus' name. Through tribulation and distress and persecution, through famine and nakedness and danger and sword, so that you might know the price that Jesus paid for your sins, so that you might know Jesus Christ as Messiah, as the God who loves you, who died for you and rose from the grave to give you eternal life. That was the life to which Jesus had called Paul. And Paul considered all that he had forsaken in this life well worth it, just to share that good news with you. That's what Paul did, because that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Paul was a pretty special guy, wasn't he? Yes, Paul was special. And my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so are you. Just as Jesus chose Paul, Jesus chooses you. And Jesus expects no less of you. There's a cost to being his disciple, and Paul paid the price. How about you? What are you going to do? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pick up your cross and follow Jesus? That's what Paul did, and that's what you are supposed to do as well. And that's why Paul would urge you, be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. My friends, Jesus does not expect you to be the Apostle Paul. Jesus expects you to be his faithful disciple, whoever and wherever you are, right here in his church, in your homes, in your places of employment, out in the world around you. You know, you can't neglect him on a Sunday morning and live a faithful life throughout the week. And you can't come to church on a Sunday morning and then put him away until next weekend. Disciples of Jesus Christ must put it on the line every single day. Disciples of Jesus Christ must live for him every single day. And if necessary, be willing to die for him as well. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, then you've got to be here to receive his gifts of love. You've got to be here to encourage and strengthen one another in the body of Christ. And from here, you've got to take it with you. You've got to show your spouse and your children how much God loves them by showing your love for them. And you show them that love by bringing them here with you to receive God's grace and forgiveness and to joyfully serve the Lord here at your side. Live in his grace. Show everyone how to endure hardship with patience. If you want to be his follower, Follow in his example. Jesus lived his life in service to you, and he didn't let the cross get in the way of his love for you. Don't let your cross get in the way of your love for him. My dear family in Christ, remember who you are. You may not be Paul, but you are just like him. You too are God's elect. You have been baptized into Christ. You have been justified by his grace, and you will see his glory because Jesus paid the price for you. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, be willing to pay the price for him. And know that nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, can ever separate you from the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
To your side, and as I wait.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.